ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, entitled The Island of Jambudvip. Text 10. This text is in prose format, so I will just read the verse. तं भगवान् नारदो वर्णाश्रमवतिभिः भारतिभिः प्रजाभिर्भगवत् प्रोक्ताभ्यां साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्यां भगवत् अनुभावोपवन पवर्णनं सावर्णेर् उपदेक्ष्यामानः परमभक्तिभावेनोपसरति इदं चाभिघ्नाति। Word to word meaning, please repeat. Tam, him, Naranarayan, Bhagavan, the most powerful saintly person, Narada, the great sage Narada, Varnashramavatibhi, by followers of the institution of the four varnas and four ashramas. Bharatibhi, the land known as Bharatavarsha, India. Prajabhi, who are the inhabitants. Bhagavat Proktabhyam, which are stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sankhya, by the Sankhya Yoga system, the analytical study of material conditions. Yoga Abhyam, by practice of the yoga system. Bhagavat Anubhava Upavarnanam, which describes the process of God realization. Savernehe, unto Savarni Manu. Upadekshamanaha, instructing. Paramabhakti Bhavena, in greatly ecstatic loving service to the Lord. Upasarati, serves the Lord. Idam, this. Cha, and. Avighnati, chants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. In his own book, known as Narada Pancharatra, Bhagavan Narada has very vividly described how to work to achieve the ultimate goal of life, devotion, through knowledge and through execution of mystic yoga system. He has also described the glories of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sage Narada instructed the tenets of transcendental literature to Savarni Manu in order to teach those inhabitants of Bharatavarsha who strictly follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma how to achieve the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, Narada Muni, along with other inhabitants of Bharatavarsha, always engages in the service of Naranarayana, and he chants as follows. That will be in the next sloka. Purport by His Divine Grace. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly declared, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janmayar Janma Sataka Karikara Para Upakar. The real success or fulfillment of the mission of human life can be achieved in India, Bharatavarsha, because in Bharatavarsha, the purpose of life and the method for achieving success are evident. People should take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Bharatavarsha, and this is especially for those who are following the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. If we do not take to the principles of Varnashrama Dharma by accepting the four social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, and the four orders of spiritual life, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, there can be no question of success in life. Unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, everything is now being lost. The inhabitants of Bharatavarsha are gradually becoming degraded and degraded as milechas and yavanas. How then will they can teach others? Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement has been started not only for the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha, but for all the people of the world. As announced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is still time, and if the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha take this movement of Krishna consciousness seriously, the entire world will be saved from the gliding down to the hellish condition. The Krishna consciousness movement follows the process of Pancharatrika Vidhi and that of Bhagavat Vidhi simultaneously, so that people can take advantage of the movement and make their lives successful.
Om Ajnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarabhyasya Kripa Sindubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description about Jambudvip, which is one of the seven islands of the Bhumandala. In this Jambudvip, there are nine varshas described. Varsha is a tract of land. And in each of these varshas, there is one presiding deity and there is a chief of all the devotees who is glorifying and worshipping that particular deity. So in this particular sloka, it is described about how Narada Muni is glorifying the personality of Nara Narayana Rishi. Bharata Varsha, the presiding deity is Nara Narayana Rishi. So, Nara Narayana Rishi is born, descended as son of Dharma and Murti. Murti is daughter of Daksha. So, he resides in Badrikashram. So, Nara Narayana Rishi is every day when we actually start Srimad Bhagavatam class, we actually recite the sloka Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. So, here we are paying our respectful obeisances to Nara Narayana Rishi. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami starts with paying respects to Nara Narayana Rishi. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam, Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and Vyasadeva, the compeller of Srimad Bhagavatam. So very Bhagavatam actually starts with first paying our respectful obeisances to Nara Narayana Rishi, because he is the presiding deity of this Bharata Varsha. So Nara Narayana Rishi, Sri Shirada Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Anuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Nara Narayana Rishi is doing tapasya in Badrikashram. Badrikashram is up on the Himalayas, Badrinath. Most of the time the place is covered with snow actually, ice cold. Only few months during summer. When it is summer here, you go there, it will be still shivering actually. Can you imagine how when people shiver here, what will be the condition there? So Nara Narayana Rishi is there doing tapasya for the welfare of the people of this world. For our welfare, he is doing tapasya. Sometimes it is so difficult. For our own welfare, we cannot do tapasya. The process of devotional service with regulation. Regulation is a kind of tapasya, you know. You want to do something, the regulation says, no, you cannot do it. It's so difficult to not do it. Nara Narayana Rishi is doing tapasya for our welfare. So, in the same Badrika Ashram, Vyasadev is also residing. Somebody may wonder, what is this? It's so cold, nobody resides there. Even the pujaris, they close the temple and come down. Nobody stays there during winter and all. Vyasadev is still there also, worshipping the personality of Narayana. Even though Vyasadev is also an incarnation, Shakti Avesh Avatar, but then Nara Narayana is the Vishnu Tattva, higher. So Vyasadev is worshipping. So much so that in our Sampradaya it is very significant, because sometimes people ask a question, how come there is a big gap between Vyasadev and Madhvacharya? There is a big gap. Madhvacharya came about 1000 years ago. Vyasadev is 5000 years ago. Where is the connection? So, Madhvacharya, in his touring around India, he actually went to Badrikashram. So he met actually Vyasadev. And he got direct instruction from Vyasadev. That is how we are connected to this disciplic succession. Unbroken chain of disciplic succession. It's nothing, not broken there. It's not broken. Its connection is there. Because Vedavyas is also there. He is also doing tapasya till the end of this Kali Yuga, so that in the next Sati Yuga he can start the process of spiritual practice. So, Nara Narayana Rishi is exhibiting the extraordinary opulence of renunciation, tapasya. So, the tendency of materialistic person is that when he sees somebody is becoming more and more powerful, popular, etc., etc., the tendency of envy comes. And this is specifically exhibited by Lord Indra, the king of heaven, several times, not just once. Generally, Indra, when he sees that somebody is becoming as powerful as him, he thinks that, hey, wait a minute, how can you be equal to me? You should be a little less than me. So he tries to disturb that pursuit which makes him as powerful as Indra. So, if one does 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, then he can become Indra in the next Manvantara, not here. In this Manvantara already post is given. You can't terminate him. There is no question of sacking him. You can't sack. He's appointed means for one Manvantara. When Indra is seeing somebody is doing this Ashwamedha Yajna, 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, even though that person is going to become Indra in the next Manvantara, still he is envious. He is not going to take his post anyway. This post is fixed. So much so that even when he is forcefully removed by somebody else, Krishna comes to restore him in that post. Even though he is materialistic actually. He is a Prakrita Bhakta. He is not a pure devotee in the Raganuga. No, he is not. He is just an administrator of this universe, appointed for this Manvantara. If somebody disturbs him, Krishna comes. Yada yadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Bali Maharaj, he removed him actually. He became so powerful. He removed him. So, even though Bali Maharaj is Mahajana, still he said, no, not now. Later on I will give you a chance. He put him back, Indra. So, this quality of Indra, becoming envious of somebody who is becoming as powerful as himself, was again exhibited when Naranarayana Rishi was doing tapasya. He should be a funny character to think that to disturb Naranarayana Rishi, because he is not wanting to become Indra, he is super Indra actually. What he has to become Indra? He is personality of God himself. So, even though he is not doing tapasya to take the post of Indra, he is doing tapasya for the welfare of the human beings in the Bharata Varsha, so Indra becomes envious. See, the material disease, how strong, deep-rooted within the heart. Even if it is not really a threat for the person, he still gets threatened. So, Indra requested Cupid, please, he is doing too much tapasya, this is not appropriate, reduce it, bring him down. But then, Cupid was unsuccessful in his mission. Mission disturbance. Cupid is, he is most of the time successful. His success rates are very high. Failure rates are very low, 0.000 so and so percent. Consider the number of people he has enamored, millions and trillions of people, millions and trillions. Actually, Cupid only failed 2 times. Can you imagine? Millions and trillions of times since time immemorial, he is actually, failing everybody else. And he himself failed only 2 times. Once with Lord Shiva. He went to disturb Lord Shiva. That failure was a very drastic failure. In the sense that he was burned to ashes actually. Lord Shiva said, what is this nonsense? Why are you coming and disturbing me, man? Burnt him to ashes. That is fatal failure. Whereas when he came to disturb the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Naranarayana Rishi, he failed, but he got a gift also. Sometimes you don't lose the game and get the trophy, You lose the game means you are a loser. The winner gets the trophy,
So Naranarayana Rishi was surprised, this guy is coming to disturb me. And he saw all the when Cupid goes, he goes with the beautiful damsels of heaven. Heavenly damsels are more beautiful than earthly damsels. They are really the dream girls, you can say. Not without any coat. No coat. It's real dream girl. Earthly dream girls are also there. It's heavenly, you know. It's real. You can only see in the dreams. He came with such a beautiful woman, but then Nana Narayana Rishi, with his mystic power, he actually manifested more beautiful damsels than heavenly damsels. And he told Cupid, you are taking these all damsels, you know, they are looking like street girls in front of my damsels, you see. Better you take one of that, I'll give a gift to you. Urvashi was given as a gift to Cupid by Naranarayana Rishi. Naranarayana Rishi, the supreme personality of God, had all the opulences he can manifest. So he gave a gift, chalo, tum fail ho gaya, phir bhi gift leke jao. So in this way, Naranarayana Rishi is doing tapasya for the welfare of the residents of Bharatavarsha. So, Narada, the supreme devotee, is worshipping this Naranarayana Rishi. So it is mentioned here how Narada, who is known as Bhagavan Narada, in this shloka is referred to as Bhagavan Narada. So Narada, the word Narada means actually one who bestows knowledge. Naram dadati iti Naradaha. There are different meanings in Sanskrit for each word. So one meaning of Naram is actually knowledge, wisdom. One who gives wisdom, transcendental wisdom, is Narada. So here, in this sloka, is referred as Bhagavan Narada. So the definition of Bhagavan is given as Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashriya Jnana Vairagya Yoschaiva Channam Bhaga Itingana. Six opulences. One who possesses the six opulences in full, 100%, all opulences. That is Bhagavan. Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. Complete. So, also, any one of the opulences one possesses to great extent, he is also referred as Bhagavan in some places. He is Chota Bhagavan. Bhagavan Narada, Bhagavan Badarayana, in different other places in Bhagavatam we can come across. Even though it is referred as Bhagavan, it is not to indicate that they become God. They are servant of God, possessing godly qualities. By seeing Bhagavan Narada, Bhagavan Badarayana, in Kali Yuga people also put themselves Bhagavan so and so, without knowing what it really means. They think that they became Bhagavan by practicing some kind of mystic yoga, which are inappropriate. So, it is stated here how Narada is teaching Pancharatra. Pancharatra. To Savarni Manu. Savarni is actually now Vaivashvata Manu, it is going on. The next Manvantra is Savarni Manu. Savarni is actually son of sun also. Sun god. So Narada taught this Pancharatra to Savarni Manu. So Pancharatra also has different meanings. One meaning of Ratra, Ratri, is actually night. Right? Pancharatri means five nights. So it is said that Supreme Personality of Godhead taught the knowledge of transcendental practice to Anantadev, Garuda, Vishwakshena, Brahma and Shiva for 5 nights. So that is known as Pancharatra. Pancharatra. Another meaning of Ratra is also Jnana. So in Narada Pancharatra, Narada Muni is teaching. Narada Muni is like, you know, he is giver of knowledge anyway. So he possesses knowledge to great extent. That is why he is Bhagavan. One of the opulence is Jnana. Jnana Vairagya. Jnana. So he possesses the knowledge to the great extent. So he is referred here as Bhagavan Narada. So Narada Muni teaches in his Pancharatra 5 subject matters of knowledge. That is why it is called Pancharatra. Jnana, Yoga, knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here. Achieving the ultimate goal of life, knowledge about the devotional practice. So these 5 divisions of knowledge, Narada Muni teaches in this Narada Pancharatra. Narada Pancharatra. So, this Narada Pancharatra is meant for civilized human beings. Civilized. Civilized human being is the person who is falling within the Varnashrama system. Varnashrama system. One who is outside the Varnashrama system is uncivilized. This civilization definition is not by appearance, it's by activity. Sometimes a person is dressed, well dressed, you address him as a, gentleman. He's dressed gently, no, he's dressed very nicely, gentleman. A person may be really dressed nicely, but if he's not acting nicely, how can he be gentleman? Appearance and reality. Appearance and activity. A person has to be gentle by means of his action, not just by how he looks like. So, Prabhupada explains in the purport how the land of Bharata, Bharat, Mera Bharat Mahane. Actually it is true. Sometimes people unknowingly make true statements also. Not knowing what it means. They are thinking something, I am an Indian, I should be great. Even that is becoming true because that's really the fact according to the scriptures. But how to make it really true is the point. Not just saying, Mera Bharat Mahane, truck ka piche lik diya ho gaya. Prabhupada explains, the principles of Varnashrama Dharma is for social order and spiritual order. The social order of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Shudra is with a civilized person. Shudra is civilized. He is within the Varnas. And Ashrama, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. And this system, Chatur Varnyam Maya system, Gunakarma Vibhagasa. Maya system, Krishna says, I created it. It's not created by some intelligent person. Sometimes so-called atheist, rationalist, they think that the system is created in such a way that this is created by some very shrewd Brahmana so that his caste will be very powerful and he can take advantage of others. Wrong. It's not created by a human being. Maya system, Krishna says, I created it. So, when one follows this Varnashrama system within the land of Bharata, he becomes gradually elevated in his spiritual path. Without him taking any great effort, without just being in the system itself. Because you will find this land of India is a Dharma Bhumi actually. You can see different personalities of Godhead, they descended here. Holy dhams, Vrindavan dham, Mayapur Dham, Dwaraka Dham, Puri Dham, Badrinath. We are talking about Badrinath, where Naranarayana Rishi is doing tapasya. Throughout India, if you see, somehow or other it is connected to some spirituality. Somehow or other it is connected to some pastime of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, he just went all over South India, he may purify the entire land of South India. Lord Ramachandra, he walked, so many forests and all, and he went also to South India for different mission, by the way. He purified the land. Lord Krishna from Mathura, he came to Dwaraka actually. And that side he purified. Left and right and everywhere you see, some pastime of the Lord actually happened, and the land is purified by coming in touch with the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Holy place. It may not, for a materialistic person it won't appear like. If you have a spiritual vision, you can see how fortunate this place is, because it is touched by the lotus feet of Lord Krishna in different avatars. So, in this way, you can see the river Ganges, Yamuna, they are flowing in this tract of land. Somebody who is living on the banks of Ganges, he may be taking everyday bath without knowing actually that how fortunate he is to take. But still, he doesn't know, still he is fortunate. What to speak of the human being? Even the animals staying on the banks, they take. Sometimes you go to Mayapur, last time we were in Mayapur, one family came, husband, wife, they came to take bath in the Ganges, they came with their cow. They have to bathe the cow also, They thought that they didn't want to bathe the cow in the house. They brought the Ganges actually. The cow is not wanting to go into the water, it's a chill water, They are forcing, hey, no. Jabardast mercy there. The cow, even an animal gets the advantage of taking bath, and the master is forcing the cow to take that advantage. So this is the extraordinary quality of the land of India, which gives opportunity for a person to actually advance in Krishna consciousness. That is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says very clearly, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janmaya. Bharata Bhumi. He didn't say anything else. It is not the material concept, so to say. I am an Indian. It's not that. It's a fact that Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janmaya, Janma Sataki Kari Karo Para Upaka. Just saying that Mahan is not the thing. How you can become really Mahan by practicing is most important. So when a person takes the process of Krishna consciousness by following within the system of Varnashrama. The Varnashrama system is arranged in such a way that one is gradually elevated in spirituality. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. First you do dharmic activity. You can't be a part of Varnashrama system if you are adharmi. You don't want to follow dharma, ethics, morality. No, we will not follow. You are not part of it. Not civilized, uncivilized. By doing dharma, definitely get artha. Material benefits, so that you can enjoy kama, regulated way. Varnashrama system means regulation. Enjoyment is there, regulated enjoyment. Not unlimitedly, without any rules and regulations, outside Varnashrama. And then moksha. It elevates a person towards liberation. So, by being within the system, one actually gets elevated. When one keeps Krishna in the center of this system, Varnashrama system, then it is known as Daivi Varnashrama. Prabhupada talked about how to establish the lost process of Varnashrama system. That Varnashrama has nothing to do with the caste system of Brahmana, Kshatriya like that. It is something to do with engaging the person according to the qualities, guna and karma, and keep Krishna in the center. Simple living, high thinking, go to the farmhouse, very difficult to go to the farmhouse. Even you get something very good, clean air, clean water, organic vegetable, organic milk, they call it organic milk also. Even when you get everything good, it is still, if you tell Prabhu, you have to go to Talasari. No, I don't want to go there. Kali Yuga effect. We are used to certain thing, to change is very difficult actually, no? So difficult changing. If you are in certain pattern of doing things, little different you'll have to do, resistance. So farmhouse is also like a village, you know, but then keep Krishna in the center, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and all activities go around the Lord, then it becomes Daivi Varnashram. So that you are very practice, even though depending upon guna and karma, it leads a person towards ultimate goal of going back home, back to God, which is higher than just being liberated. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, even the so-called inhabitants of India, they are gradually becoming degraded and becoming like milechas and yavanas. Milechas, yavanas are outside the Varnashrama system. Shudra is within. Why Shudra is within? Shudra at least accept the higher authority of the other social orders and accept the authority of God. He thinks that by means of my own karma, so I am born like this, by serving the Brahmana, by serving the Kshatriya, by serving the Vaishya, I can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that's okay for me. He doesn't want to become a Brahmana actually himself. He doesn't envy the Brahmana. In Kali Yuga, a Shudra envies the Brahmana. Why this fellow is having the privilege of doing arati? I am doing jadu. Jadu martai? Oh, arati kartai? Why he is doing like that? I should become doing arati and he should do jadu martai. Everybody is equal. Okay, you can also go in there. You have to qualify. Udhar jane kato, you have to come out of the jadu consciousness and you should come to chamara consciousness. Chamara consciousness, you know. You are jadu, you cannot take the jadu and go with your jadu consciousness, you cannot get in there. Jadu means sudra mentality. You don't need, actually even to sweep the floor you need some little expertise, you know. It's not that everybody can properly. If you are jadu, some people may not know how to put jadu also. First they need training to be a sudra, you know. Then comes higher things. So a Shudra doesn't envy the Ayarka, doesn't envy the Supreme Person. He doesn't blame the Supreme Lord. Why is that you have given me this jadu job? Doesn't blame him. Okay, this is because of my karma. No problem. That is Shudra. He is part of our national system. So, in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada says, even the so-called Indians are degrading themselves without knowing their value of their birth in India. They are born with greatest potential and they are not using it. They are born with the potential of practicing Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. Whereas they are misusing that potential to go back home, back to hell temporarily. Every day is evident. You take a newspaper, you can see all kinds of activity which takes a person to the hell. People are becoming worser than animals. Not even animals. Huh? Shastra is talking about Dvipada Pasu, two-legged animals. But people are becoming worser than that. In the recent past, there is so many report about rape. This one is raped here, that one is raped here, this one is going on. It's only the place, name and time change. Same thing, little different modification, varieties. Variety is the spice of life anyway. The different varieties of. Sometimes you see, a 5-year-old child is raped. Another time you see, a 80-year-old woman is raped. This only human being can do. Even animals cannot do this. This is worse than animal. Even you cannot imagine, you go and observe even a dog on the street, it won't do such a kind of thing actually. It will only try to do things with the equal age, same footing. not different footing, you see. Even animal, a dog on the street cannot do that. This is the degradation where we are going. The world is going very fast towards the hellish condition of life actually. And they think this is advancement actually. Can you imagine this illusion? You are going to hell and thinking that you are progressing. Where you are progressing? Progress means going towards the right goal, not towards the wrong goal. You cannot say that I took a train to, I took Chennai Express and I am progressing towards Delhi. Where you will go to Delhi actually? You are going away from Delhi actually. You can't take something, some vehicle and goes in negative direction, think that you are in the progress. It's not progress, degradation. So, this Krishna consciousness is the only hope to save not only those who are progressing in the land of India, even otherwise. If somebody... If somebody in the West is going to hell, there is nothing to be surprised about it because the situation is like that. It's not a punya bhumi, it's not a dharma bhumi. People are always materialistic. So materialistic people doing more materialistic thing and going to hell, it's not a something very surprising. But somebody is born in India, not practicing Krishna consciousness and going to hell is surprising actually, because he is supposed to be going somewhere else. His destiny is changed simply because those who are in Bharatavarsha, when they see that the Westerners have better facility of material enjoyment, they want to copy them. Are they are enjoying like that? Why not I be enjoying? This is a reverse trend. This kind of somebody having better facility for enjoyment is not something new. In the ancient time, people who are part of Varnashrama system, they also knew that there are people who enjoy better in the heaven. There's a description about heavenly happiness. People read that. A Brahmana reads it. Not that after reading, hare hare, they are all enjoying like that, when will I go there? They don't do it. Okay, you are enjoying, fine, that's okay. But I have to do something more. Naranarayan Rishi, it's not that he doesn't know what is enjoyment. He's doing something else. On the other hand, the denizens of heaven, they used to think, hey, see this, people of Bharatavarsha, they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they are advancing fast. Hare, kalta ke badmasta, abhi dekho bhakta ban gaya, hare achha ya. The people of heaven used to think how the residents of Bharatavarsha have the wonderful opportunity of advancing. They used to be envious of people of Bharatavarsha. Now the reverse trend is that when an Indian sees American is enjoying, are re, when will I become like that? Passport apply karna hai, jaldi jaldi. Visa ke liye paper mangana hai. To go where? To go in the negative direction. To go in the negative direction. It becomes a trend. Even amongst the devotees. Kabhi hum America jayega. Some people even come to Hare Krishna to go to America. That's a different thing altogether. That is not the purpose of Prabhupada establishing this Krishna consciousness movement. Not to send you to America. We want to send you to Goloka. You say that no, America tak theek hai. We want to send you to Delhi. You will say Virar tak theek hai. Bahut achha laga. Virat mein kya karna hai? Somebody said, no, ticket le liya. Vrindavan bhejne ka hai. Nahin, Virat tak achha laga mere ko. What is this? You want to go to Vrindavan or you are going to Virat? Virat ko new Vrindavan bana sakte, wo alag baat hai. But, reverse trend. Instead of the demigods thinking that, hey, these are all fortunate people chanting Hare Krishna, even after chanting Hare Krishna, one wants to degrade himself. This is not the purpose for which Krishna consciousness is established. This is not the purpose that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about. Paro upakar. First of all, you make yourself perfect and help others to become perfect. That is paraupakara. That is the duty of the one who is born in India. When he does that, he really becomes Mahan. Mahatma. Anybody can become Mahatma. The Mahatma post is up for grab. You can just grab it actually, if you want. If you want. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, can save the entire world, Prabhupada says, entire world from the hellish condition of life. Because it gives the perfect combination of Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. Very important. Pancharatrika Vidhi is based upon rules and regulations of temple worship, practice of devotional service. Different rules, you'll have to do this, this, this. Yes. Kriteya dhyayato Vishnu treteyam yajato makai. Dopare paricharyayam, paricharyayam. In Dopare Yuga, how to do the temple worship in a perfect way, Pancharatrika Vidhi engages the person. Rules and regulations. So to do those activities, formal, qualification is required. Jadu lakkar ki andar nahi jata, that is Pancharatrika Vidhi. A Brahmana should have the Brahmanical qualification to execute the Brahmanical activity. Common sense, Pancharatrika Vidhi. So, those who have got Brahmanical quality is given initiation, chalo, initiation. Then he starts doing yajna, worship, etc., etc., Pancharatrika Vidhi. So, in Pancharatrika Vidhi, is not meant for Shudras, not meant for women also. You cannot expect a woman doing a yajna or a temple worship, etc. This is Pancharatrika, Pancharatrika Vidhi. Whereas, if one has to apply this Pancharatrika Vidhi in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to conduct a program of Krishna consciousness. Not possible actually. All the qualified Brahmanas becoming Shudras. So-called Brahmanas born in a Brahmanical family becoming Shudras. Where to go and find? Now Shudras already all are Shudras. So how to elevate him? So the elevation of a Shudra to a Brahmana happens by Bhagavat Vidhi. Bhagavat Mark. So in Bhagavat Mark, one actually is elevated in his consciousness by means of following the footsteps of the Acharya, following the process. For example, in Bhagavat Vidhi, you don't need to have a formal initiation kind of thing. Sukadeva Goswami, as soon as he was born, he just went away. He didn't stay even for, becoming a duja, twice born. He didn't undergo the purificatory process. The purificatory process in Pancharatrika Vidhi, there are purificatory process. You have to undergo. Unless you are pure, you cannot do the activity. But Sukadeva Goswami, who didn't undergo any of this purificatory process, he was chosen as the person to speak Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Vidhi means the Vidhi, the rules of Bhagavatam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So, Sukadeva Goswami became the speaker of Bhagavatam. He didn't undergo a purificatory process. He was not even wearing any dress actually. According to Swarnashrama system, you can't expect a Brahmana to go naked and do some yajna, It's not. But Pancharatrika Vidhi, rules and regulation, formality, very important. In the Bhagavad Vidhi, the rules are kept aside. Raga, spontaneity, spontaneous. So in Bhagavad Vidhi, one actually renders devotional service in spontaneous mood. In Pancharatrika Vidhi, you can worship Lakshmi Narayan in formality, there is formal system. But a person in Bhagavad Vidhi can actually worship Radha and Krishna in spontaneity. Raganuga Bhakti. So, when we practice Krishna consciousness in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we are aiming to go to the spontaneous loving devotional service to Krishna in the higher bhavas. Even to do that spontaneous devotional service, still you'll have to undergo Vaidhi Bhakti. If somebody thinks I am in spontaneous devotional service, I'll start with spontaneity, it will be not so appropriate. A new bhakta acting spontaneously. We say that we are in the process of spontaneous devotion. Chalo. If you'd like, you can come to Mangalarati. Otherwise, you don't have to. You can get up at 10 o'clock. Yeah, Prabhu, I am in spontaneous devotional service. You know. Whenever I get up, I will think that either I should come to the temple or not. Then later on, I'll see. When prasadam should be formality. It should be ready on time. After that, whatever I do, it should be spontaneous for me. Can you run an institution like this? Even you cannot run a kirana dukkan like that. A kirana dukkan wala bhi ut jata hai, 7 baje khul jata hai. Unka business chahiye na. Even a kirana dukkan wala cannot do spontaneous business. Not a spontaneous business. Here rules and regulations. So the spontaneous devotional service is for those people whose hearts are already pure. Sukadeva Goswami. Already pure. There is no contamination there. But if somebody's heart is not pure, it requires purification, he has to start with Vaidhi Bhakti. Common sense. You undergo the rules and regulation. When your heart is completely pure, when you do the activity, even spontaneously, that will be in Krishna consciousness. That's the point. But when one is in the material life, when he does spontaneously, it will be only material activity. Spontaneously, he will be attracted to the objects of sense gratification. That is why spontaneous thing is not allowed in the beginning stage of Krishna consciousness. Vaidhi. So the Krishna consciousness is a perfect combination of both Vaidhi and, you know, spontaneity, raga. So the beginning stage, one is said, yes, cut up our Mangalarti, no prasad. Pink slip. Even though it is discontinued, we will try to re-establish. Sakalena mahata. Yogo nashta parantapa. No Mangalarti, no prasad. It's not our rule actually. Prabhupada's rule. You will at least give respect to Prabhupada's rule. Huh? Mangalarti, Guru Puja, class, etc., etc. Vidhi. Rules. When one performs these rules, when his heart becomes more and more and more pure, then he can actually start doing things in raga. See, both are there. In Krishna consciousness, both are there. Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganaga Bhakti, both are there. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has given us the wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness, which is perfectly suited for Kali Yuga. Perfectly suited. If you say spontaneous devotion, it's not practical also. If you say only Vaidhi Bhakti, people will not be so much interested to go further. So it gives the perfect combination of rules as well as spontaneity and opportunity for us to become Mahans. By going towards the actual goal of life, going back home, back to garden, saving us from degrading to the hellish condition of life. So in this way, if we practice this Krishna consciousness, we can actually perfect our life. Not only that, as per Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, we can do some para upakar. Upakar, giving something. Give something which is best. Matchless gift. Nothing can be matching with the gift of Krishna consciousness. So one can be a preacher, preaching the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and save the people who are drowning in the ocean of material existence. By doing so, one can actually please Srila Prabhupada, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, and we can make our path going back home, back to Godhead, a smooth and easy journey. Easy journey to Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments?
Prabhuji, when you are referring Bharata Varsha, I mean, what exactly it is referring to? Because the border of India, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh came in 1947. And before that, it's like, it's exactly what the connotation refers to, Bharata Varsha. Is it, because Bharat Maharaj also was ruling the whole world. I mean,
Bharata Varsha, this entire planet is Bharata Varsha, to start with. But then it became slowly. The Bharata Varsha means the place where Varnashrama Dharma is strictly followed. So, in Satya Yuga, Varnashram Dharma is strictly followed throughout this planet. Throughout this planet. But then as time progresses, slowly, slowly it becomes a tract of land known as India pre-1947. This tract of land. Because other places, you know, they were not really following it. So, all the way up to Afghanistan. Kandahar is a Gandhar. Gandhari is from Kandahar. That is also a part of Bharat actually. All the way up to Burma, that is also part of Bharat. It's a question of who strictly follows the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. So, because of, after 1947, the people following the Varnashrama is practically nil in Afghanistan or Pakistan or Burma and all. They took to different process, you know, whatever it is. So this is India now. This India can shrink also if we don't be careful. So India is defined, Bharat is defined as where Varnashrama system is strictly followed. So now at least to some extent somebody is doing, if not everybody, somebody is doing, so we are getting saved. So it's a question of how to increase the number. It's a number game. So if we engage in devotional service, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, then we can actually make the land of India a real Bharatavarsh. Scope is there. Krishna consciousness can make it. Without Krishna consciousness, India is not India. It's anything, it is nothing better than any Western country actually. It's only by name, not by action. It should be known as a place by its action. So, because you can see how degradation it is. It is said that India is the largest exporter of beef in the world. What is this culture? This is not Indian culture. This is not Sanatana Dharma. When one cow and bull was tortured, Parikshit Maharaj took the sword and said, "Hey, who is this rascal?" Only one. That is Bharatavarsha. Now, every left and right cows and bulls, they are killed. How this can be called Bharatavarsha? It's only by name. So how to change the face of the name Bharatavarsha into the actual Bharatavarsha is in the hands of devotees who can preach the transcendental message of Krishna consciousness. So, they can. So when one preaches this message of Krishna consciousness, he can expand the boundaries, boundaries all the way up to the whole world. Prithivite yachayati nagaradigram. So when devotees preach and make everyone in the world Krishna conscious, then it will be the original position of this Bharata is the whole world, not just India. So when everybody practices Krishna consciousness in the whole world, then we will know that this whole world is Bharatavarsha. So it's a question of boundaries made by us because of our own choice to practice either Krishna consciousness or something else.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Where is the mic? Yes.
Yeah. As per Vedas, there are n number of universes.
N number of?
Universes.
Yes.
There are unlimited number of universes. So, is it the Bharatvarsha that we are living in, or there is other universes as well wherein there is Bharatvarsha?
We have only information about this universe. All the information that we have is only about this universe. So we know this is Bharatvarsha, this is the way Jambudvipa, all these Sudvipas, oceans, etc., Sumeru mountain, etc., etc. All these things are about this universe. What is in the next universe, we don't have information. It could be, what we know is that this is the simplest universe. The structure of the universe is the simplest. Because to create this, Brahma needed only four heads. Whereas, we have the information that in other universes to create that, Brahma sometimes needs 100 heads, sometimes 1000 heads, etc. We can understand that those universes with Lord Brahma with 100 heads may be more complicated than this universe. This much we know. How complicated it is? We have to go there and find it out, if we want. So, it will be complicated. Whether Bharatavarsha in this way it is there or not, in a different way, we don't know. We have no information, that's all. So in this way, definitely there will be a place there also where Sanatana Dharma is same for everywhere. There will be some place where Sanatana Dharma will be practiced, there will be people who are religious, that will be there. How it is, what is the geography of that, we don't know. We don't know the geography of that. We know the geography of this world. So in that way, other universes are there, in other universes things will be very different also. No information.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
जैसे कि आप बोले कि ये भारत जो भारत में जन्म ले उनको प्रचार करना चाहिए, लेकिन जैसे कुछ भजनंदी है कुछ गोष्ठानंदी है, कोई कैसे बोला गया यस्मिन तुष्ट जगत तुष्ट, या पेड़ के जड़ों में पानी डालेंगे तो पत्ता में फूल में सब जगह पानी जाता है, उसी पर कोई सोचेगा मैं कुछ करेगा नहीं, खाली हरे कृष्ण जप करूंगा, कुछ नहीं करूंगा, सपना प्रचार हो जाएगा। अभी कोई व्यक्ति पिचिंग करता है, बोला क्या जरूरी है, यशमिन तुष्ट जगत भगवान कुछ कर दिया सब अपना प्रचार हो जाएगा, ये सोच के कुछ प्रचार नहीं करेगा।
भगवान को कैसा संतुष्ट करना है, भगवान कभी संतुष्ट होगा? भगवान संतुष्ट हो जाएगा तो सब संतुष्ट हो जाएगा, ठीक है, भगवान को कैसा संतुष्ट करना है, करना है कैसा, मैं पूछ रहा हूं आपको, कैसे करना है? मेरा प्रश्न आपका है, भगवान को कैसा संतुष्ट करना है?
भगवान के
भक्ति, अरे माइक में बोलो, सबको सुनने दो।
हाँ, भगवान की भक्ति करने से।
तो भक्ति कैसा करें?
जैसे भजनंदी लोग है भक्ति करते हैं।
हाँ ठीक है,
वो भी बोला गया ना कृष्ण,
उससे भगवान संतुष्ट हो रहा है कि नहीं, कब मालूम है? किधर लिखा है भगवान कैसा संतुष्ट हो रहा है करके?
कैसे संतुष्ट होते आप बताइए।
भजन आनंदी गोष्ठी आनंदी दोनों तो है, इसमें प्रॉब्लम नहीं है। भजन आनंदी है, भजन में आनंद लेना चाहिए। भजन का क्या होता है, नाम जप करना है, भगवान का सेवा करना है, ये भजन से जो आनंद होता है वो भजनानंदी है। कभी 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 क्या होता है, भजन में आनंद करने के लिए जाएगा एक जगह पर, उधर भजन में आनंद इतना नहीं मिलेगा, फिर बाकी सब चीज से आनंद लेना शुरू करता है ना, वही गड़बड़ है। तो ये कभी एक जन भजनानंदी हो सकता है, किसको अपना हृदय हृदय है 100% शुद्ध हो जाता है, वो भजनानंदी रह सकता है, क्योंकि उनको कोई कंटामिनेट नहीं कर सकता है। उनका सामने भी लेके आओ कोई वस्तु इंद्रिय तृप्ति के लिए, फिर भी वो डिस्ट्रैक्ट नहीं होगा। जैसा नारनारायण ऋषि, वो अकेला बैठा है, कोई नहीं है उधर, कोई भाग जाता है, उधर इतना ठंडी है, कोई नहीं रहता है, आराम से बैठा है। उधर क्या है, मदन आया, वो सब दिखाया, अरे देखो भाई मेरे पास सुपर मार्केट है, ये कौन सा चाहिए ले लो इसमें से, बोला था कैसा लाया, मैं एक देता हूं लेके जाओ। ये भगवान जो किसी को हृदय 100% शुद्ध हो जाता है, वो भगवान का क्वालिटी को मैनिफेस्ट करता है। जैसा वो बोलते हैं ठीक है वो तो भगवान है, हम लोग कैसा है, हरिदास ठाकुर एग्जाम्पल है, हरिदास ठाकुर को तो सिमिलर एग्जाम्पल आया, ठीक है, तो उनका पास आया एक वैसी, फिर भी वो डिस्टर्ब नहीं हुआ, क्योंकि वो रियल भजनानंदी है। रियल भजनानंदी क्या है, वो जप करने से वो आनंद ले रहा है, दूसरा किसी से आनंद नहीं ले रहा है। वो जब ही जप नहीं कर पाएगा फिर दुखी हो जाता है। चैतन्य महाप्रभु आके हरिदास ठाकुर को पूछा, अरे भाई क्यों, व्हाट इज योर प्रॉब्लम? चैतन्य हरिदास ठाकुर ने बोला, माय डिसीज इज दैट आई एम नॉट एबल टू कंप्लीट माय राउंड्स। सोलह माला मालूम है, सोलह माला नहीं हो रहा करके दुख नहीं था, कितना माला नहीं हो रहा था, 192 राउंड्स, सोलह किधर है, 192 किधर है। तो ही इज टेलिंग मेरा राउंड नहीं हुआ इसके लिए मेरे को दुख हो गया। अच्छा, मेरा राउंड नहीं हो गया इतना बहुत दुखी हो गया करके बोलने वाला कितने लोग इधर, दुख होना चाहिए, इतना दुख होना चाहिए, अरे मेरे को प्रसाद भी नहीं चाहिए, कुछ नहीं चाहिए, मेरा दुख हो गया, क्या है, सोलह माला नहीं हुआ अभी तक, कोई दुख हो जाएगा ना। वो भजनानंदी करने के लिए उसका लायक है, आदमी लायक है। तो हरिदास ठाकुर, जब तक हृदय शुद्ध नहीं हुआ, हृदय शुद्ध करने में हम जबरदस्त काम करना चाहिए, भजनानंदी करने के लिए काम करना जरूरत नहीं है। तो हृदय का शुद्ध करने के लिए हम गोष्ठी आनंदी होना मांगता है, क्योंकि हमारा हृदय कभी कभी गड़बड़ करेगा। बाजू वाला तो बोलेगा अरे तो गड़बड़ कर रहे हैं, हम आराम से हिमालय में मर के गड़बड़ करके तो बोलने वाला भी कोई नहीं रहेगा, अभी जाके बैठ जाएगा कोई गुफा में, तुम क्या कर रहे क्या नहीं कर रहे किसको पता। एटलीस्ट हरे कृष्ण मंदिर में रहेगा तुम मोबाइल फोन में रात को बात करेगा, कोई किसी को डाउट आ गया क्या कर रहा है ब्रह्मचारी, हाँ कोई बात करेगा अथॉरिटी प्रभु जी ये ब्रह्मचारी है ये रात को 12 बजे मोबाइल में बात कर रहा है, अरे अच्छा ऐसा है ठीक है, अथॉरिटी आके पूछा अरे भाई क्या कर रहा है ब्रह्मचारी 12 बजे 1 बजे क्या काम है, प्रभु जी आई एम प्रीचिंग, प्रभु जी प्रीचिंग इज एसेंस यू डोंट नो दैट प्रभुपाद सेड दैट। अरे कृष्णा में कुछ भी करने के लिए प्रभुपाद सेड करके भी बोल सकते हैं, प्रीचिंग इज एसेंस, आई एम प्रीचिंग टू वन नाइस डिवोटी वेरी नाइस डिवोटी, दैट पर्सन इज बिकमिंग वेरी वेरी सीरियस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, उनका पास दिन में टाइम नहीं है रात को ही टाइम है उनका पास, क्योंकि दैट पर्सन इज वर्किंग इन कॉल सेंटर, वो कॉल सेंटर में ना उनको रात को ही टाइम मिलता है, प्रभु जी हम पर दुख दुखी वेन आई सी दैट नो, उनको वही टाइम मिलता है उसी समय पर मेरे को प्रचार करना है। अच्छा मंगलाते आए कि नहीं प्रभु जी, वो पूरा रात को प्रचार किया कैसा मंगलाते आ सकता है मैं, अरे कौन है भाई ये प्रचार मैं भी करता हूं बोलो कौन है, अरे वो अच्छा अच्छा माता जी है वो आ रहे हैं मैं इंट्रोड्यूस कर रहा हूं, पूरा गड़बड़ चल रहा है। इन द नेम ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस हम गड़बड़ भी कर सकता है, गोष्ठी में रहने से क्या होता है कोई दूसरा हमको सुधरा सकता है, जब तक हमारा हृदय पूरा शुद्ध नहीं हुआ आप बोल नहीं बोल सकते मेरा हृदय शुद्ध हो गया तो मेरे को करना है जाओ जाके देखो, बट जब तक हमारा हृदय पूरा शुद्ध नहीं है हम हमेशा प्रभुपाद का चरण में रहना चाहिए, इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, जब ही पूरा शुद्ध हो जाएगा बाद में देखेंगे अपने आप से हो जाएगा, टेंशन नहीं लेने का, जल्दी जल्दी भागने का जरूरत नहीं है, अपने आप से गाड़ी कितना जल्दी जाएगा उतना ही जाएगा ना, यू कैन नॉट गो एट द रॉकेट स्पीड, यू हैव अ बुलेट कार्ड यू लेट गो एट बुलेट कार्ड स्पीड, समबडी इज गोइंग इन अ स्पोर्ट्स कार लेट हिम गो, नो व्हाट इज योर प्रॉब्लम, you have to know what is your speed and go accordingly. To goshti anand bhi hai bhajan anand bhi hai, hamara kidhar fit hota hai humko dekhna hai, hamara misfit hota hai udhar pahunch jayega hari bol ho jayega, sab log hari bol bolega, kya hari bol hai, hari bol bolna chahiye aage jane ke liye, piche jane ke liye hari bol bolega tha ek hi bar hota hai wo hari bol ho gaya, aage jane wale ko hari bol teen bar bolte hai na है कि नहीं, तीन बार बोलने से थोड़ा आगे बढ़ रहा है एक बार तो नहीं ठीक है, जल्दी
हाँ प्रभु जी, नाउडेज देर आर सो मेनी गुरुज दे आर पोजिंग हिमसेल्फ not like as God, but incarnation of God, which is never mentioned in Shastra, but people are believing and accepting. If we say to the people, he may be incarnation or not, you should directly approach the Krishna by his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. They don't care, they don't believe. So how can we explain to them?
No, you are saying the other gurus, they are telling what?
Incarnation of God.
They are telling themselves to be incarnation of God. Yes. Okay. Then what is this approaching Krishna?
People are believing and accepting.
They are upset in them. Yes. Okay. Then how to tell them yes. the right process?
Yes.
It's a question of showing the right thing. When people have not seen the right thing, then they get, the belief that, nakli. See, when somebody has never seen a diamond, even if you show the glass piece, you think it is a diamond. Because people are ignorant. So the ignorant people, you'll have to bring the light of knowledge. You'll have to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. And you'll have to explain to them how your guru has to be in the disciplic succession. Disciplic succession. Without that, one cannot be a guru. So you tell the right thing. You don't criticize about him. They themselves will have to come to know that, hey, wait a minute, Mera Guru, you will have to tell them, you go and find out, whoever says himself is a guru, in which disciplic succession he is coming from, starting from Krishna. So by explaining him, the real process of disciplic succession, they will become knowledgeable about the process, then they will change themselves. There are so many people who are following some Mayavadis, they became devotees, there are cases. It's not something very difficult. But then, you'll have to do it in a very cautious and appropriate way. Either. Mic on.
Who possesses godly qualities, he can also be called as Bhagavan. Like he is called as Bhagavan sometimes. Like Narada, you give example. Can you elaborate this thing?
By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, we also develop some godly qualities. Like Narada Muni, he said here, Bhagavan Narada. Bhagavan, the word Bhagavan means actually one who is possessor of opulence. Bhag plus one, Bhagavan. Bhag is opulence. This word is specifically applied to Krishna because he is the possessor of all opulence 100%. Sometimes even one opulence somebody possesses to great extent, Bhagavan is referred. Great extent. So-called people who are applying themselves to Bhagavan, they don't possess anything, still they call themselves Bhagavan. It should be great extent, at least one opulence, you know. Which opulence anybody is possessing great anyway? They don't really possess. Okay, now, how by possessing a person becomes Bhagavan? That's what you are asking? What is that you are asking? One quality. Godly quality. Now, how he becomes Bhagavan? Qualitatively you are one with God, that is what our spiritual nature is. Our spiritual nature is, we are qualitatively one and quantitatively different. That is our nature. So in one of those qualities, one of those opulences, like for example, let us take Narada Muni, he is possessing jnana, great extent. So much so that he can give jnana. Narada means one who gives knowledge. So he is possessing to a great extent. That is why he is called Bhagavan here. So in that way, if one possesses any one of these opulences to the great extent, he can also be referred as Bhagavan. But that referring as Bhagavan should be come from the scripture, not that we decide. Arre, ye lagta hai thoda jyada hai, isko Bhagavan bana do. Not us. We have to go to the scripture and say that, you know, where it is said. We cannot say that, you know, okay, tomorrow onwards we decide that Bhagavan Prabhupada. Suppose, we all decide, let us take a vote. And everybody says, yes, yes, Prabhupada is a very great devotee, Bhagavan Prabhupada. So tomorrow onwards, we say in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founder Acharya, Bhagavan Prabhupada. Suppose, will Prabhupada approve it? Achha, na thoda achha title mil raha hai, chodo na, kya hai? It will actually send a wrong signal to the, you know, imposter Bhagavan. See, udhar bhi Bhagavan, hum bhi Bhagavan hai, thikai bhai. Jaisa Prabhupada hai, hum bhi aisa hai. What to speak of Prabhupada? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not accept the title Bhagavan. Others gave him, that's fine. He didn't say, oh, you are Narayana. No. Closing the ears. So in Kali Yuga, this is all title given in previous Yuga, thikai. Abhi kisi ko nahi dena hai. Band ho gaya. Abhi title dena band ho gaya. No vacancy. If you want again, then next Satyuga you try. Abhi ke liye band hai. Abhi bhakta banne ke liye title hai. His grace title hai. To his grace chahiye to Bhagavan karke idhar mat aana. Hamara paas nahi to hum kidhar dega. So, this cannot be done now. This is already those who are purified in heart and they have achieved that, and that is called by none other than Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami. These great personalities gave the title, accepted. Abhi nahi. Abhi kisi ko nahi dena. So if in the scripture it is referred, we accept that. So the meaning there is, to some great extent when somebody possesses, is called rich, you know. Somebody possessing 1 crore rupee is also rich, you know. Somebody possessing 100 crore is also rich. Can you say that one who possesses rich is not rich? He is also rich, but there is a gradation of richness. So in the same way, this is Bhagavan, but he is a Bhakta Bhagavan. Real Purna Purushottam Bhagavan, that is Lord Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaura Premanande.